Okay, brother. Luke 21 says, as a snare, it shall come upon all the earth. As a snare. A snare is a trap. A snare catches birds, a snare catches the feet of animals. It's going to catch people, a snare. Maybe I'll just read it. Luke 21:34. Take heed, ye heed to yourselves, lest at any times your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
Well, I had a few thoughts. The first one is, lots of people, including Christians, have this question in their mind, why does a good person die? Sometimes even when they're young. And what made me think of it was when you said John the Baptist died before Jesus was crucified, And the thought that came to my mind was, once your purpose on this earth is fulfilled, then it's okay to go. And Jesus was only 33, I think, but he had fulfilled what God brought him to this earth for. So he was ready to go. And I think it can be incentive to us that if we have not been doing what God has us on this earth for, death is kind of a scary thing. But if we have fulfilled or are fulfilling what Christ has us here for, then I don't think we really have to fear death. And so to me, it's really an incentive to make sure that we are doing that in our lives. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing was Mark talked about we're going to be baptized with fire. And a lot of people don't really understand what that statement means to be baptized with fire. And what it means is, let's say you've got a wooden table sitting right in front of you. What happens to that table if you hold a match to it? In not too long, just a matter of a couple minutes, the very molecules of that wooden table start going crazy and they change their form. And in just a matter of minutes, that table is a little pile of ash that you could scoop up and just blow away. So that table got changed from what it was. So that's what fire is in the Bible. It's the element of change. When Jesus said, I came to baptize with fire, it means he's going to change you. And we talked about, why do they have to heat up gold and silver real, real hot? It's because in that gold and silver are impurities, and in us are impurities. And that's why we have to be baptized by fire to burn out those impurities. So that's a process that's what baptism with fire is all about. And I also felt it was kind of interesting that the statement was made that of all the prophets, John was the very best of all the prophets, and yet he did absolutely zero miracles. And there's so much focus on miracles, particularly today, you know, and I'm not saying miracles aren't a good thing because Jesus said, go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. So he does want us doing miracles. But what's even more important is if John didn't do any miracles, yet he was the greatest prophet, what was it about him that was the greatest? I don't know if there's anybody in the Bible who cared less about the world than John. You know, he ate locusts, wild honey, had a coat of camel's hair. I mean, this world had nothing that he was interested in. All he was interested in was loving God and having God and sharing God. And so that's another incentive to us that, you know, the greater thing we can do, I mean, it's just like when Paul said, there's faith, there's hope, there's love, but the greatest of these is love. So for us, there's miracles, there's prophesying, there's, but the greatest one is to just be changed and be like God and have him in you and have love in you and love others and help others. And you know, so that's what we really need to do is just let God completely take over our life so that we have no care for this world. Amen.
Well, he turned people to righteousness. And in Daniel, it says, and they shall shine like stars who turn many people to righteousness.
Yeah, and that word, when you read from Daniel about the covenant, the thought that came to my mind is if you just simply ask the question, what is the covenant God made with us? That covenant is I will walk in you and I will talk in you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share a word from Proverbs that it says, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. And when they heat it up, and the dross goes to the top, and they skim it off. It's Proverbs, but I don't remember exactly where.
Okay. Could you hear
Take
that?
away the dross from the silver.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So, are you ready to be part of the Elijah Company? How about it, Brother Emma?
Oh, didn't hear what Sister Kathy said.
Oh, you didn't hear what Kathy said? It was a verse from Proverbs about taking away the dross from the silver.
There shall come forth a vessel for
That's
the finer.
fine.
And
Verse
there shall
four.
come forth a vessel for the finer.
Proverbs 25:4.
Proverbs 25, 4.
Proverbs 25, verse 4.
Yes.
Bring it over here and read it, Rita. Kathy, yeah, but some of them couldn't hear Kathy. Brother Edie couldn't hear.
It's in Proverbs 25, verse 4. It says, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer.
Okay. And the finer would be the refiner.
Can Kathy hear the things we say?
Yeah, you can hear us, can't you, Kathy? Kathy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I
Kathy,
can.
I wanted to tell you, Kathy, that when you say something, I sense God.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement.
Well, let me just go ahead.
I just had a question about where the baptism of fire. Does that mean like the things that we've had to overcome, we won't really overcome them until we're baptized with the fire? Is that what that means?
Not necessarily, but there will be fire that will, how do I say this? The fire in your soul will set you in this place of overcoming.
Okay.
Jeremy, the fire is the process. It's not like this final thing necessarily. It's the process that's continually going on in each one of us. That's the baptism of the fire. It's changing us, changing us, changing us, burning out all these impurities.
Okay.
You know, Jeremy, you have had fire. You know that.
Still do.
And we can identify at least 3.5 years of that fire in your life.
Yeah.
And it was really because of God's choice upon you.
Man. Yeah, he's still revealing stuff to me all the time that I need to change. And
yeah, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
It seems to be more intense in the beginning. And as we begin to yield to it, it seems to be that it doesn't hurt quite so bad.
Yeah, one more thing about that, you know, is there's kind of an eerie feeling to when things aren't going bad sometimes. And part of that is if you're no problem to the devil, he just kind of lets you be the way you are. And I can most definitely identify with Mark. I remember telling God one time, God, don't let me out of this till you've done everything you need to do in me. And so that's part of the thing is going through the fire is a good thing because of the final result, you know.
Yeah, I get a little worried if I don't have a little bit of fire once in a while. You know, that verse that we read about how he desires to send fire, it is quite clear that some of this fire comes from the family and the extended family. And especially people that come from, other religions, shall we say. Islam, Hindu, even Catholicism, even other so-called Christian Protestant faiths will really give you fire when you really turn to the Lord in full measure. I've known this thing to just, when it really hits, wives leave their husbands, leave their wives. Just a terrible thing that happens. Now, the prayer is that they would be saved by your testimony, but it doesn't always happen. Sometimes the rebellion is so strong. Dustin Hoffman sent a little note to me, and there's a boy, I'll call him a, what? Not Dustin Hoffman, I'm sorry, Larson, I don't know, why did I say that? He was an actor or something, wasn't he?
Yeah,
well, he needs salvation too. Is he still alive? Probably. Dustin Larson. He had an encounter. He goes to some little Hispanic fellowship now out in Minnesota. had an encounter with a young man from Somalia, and this fellow got saved and was doing real good, and all of a sudden he's disappeared. They don't know what happened to him. So I don't know his name. Let's just hold up that young man from Somalia, that the devil will not take him and bring him back into hell. And Lord, that you will be with him and he will stand firm in the name of Jesus.
One little thought that just came to my mind when we were talking about who's going to persecute you, like in your family and all that kind of thing, you know, and something Sesh used to say popped into my mind. One time he said, when you throw a rock into a hog pen, you know how you can tell which one you hit? The one that squeals.
There's a verse in Isaiah, if I can find it. Find the word bosom, and I can find it. How do you spell bosom? B-O-S? Bosom, okay. No, I want to find the one in Isaiah. No, I guess it's not there. I don't know where it is. To beware even of the one that lies in your bosom. It's in Isaiah, I'm pretty sure. I thought that's the way it was written. I don't seem to find it. Oh, here it is. It's in Micah. Micah 7:5. Yeah, do you have it, Rita? Yeah, that's the one. Micah 7:5. I thought it was Isaiah, I'm sorry. Micah 7:5. Let me read that, because I think it says the same thing here. Trust ye not in a friend, but put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth at thy bosom, lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Yeah, and Jesus, I think, was referring to that of Micah. I thought you were going to say something, Brother Emma. You looked like you had something to say. Just hello, okay.
Brother Mark.
Yes, Patty.
I don't know why, but I was thinking about this. Did we used to sing a song, I see a man coming down the mountain? I know we've got the I hear a sound, but I was thinking of it in terms of I see a man coming down the mountain saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And I was thinking about when you spoke about the Elias company, that's the man company, the whole, you know, the body. that it was the third Elias coming down, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord. I don't know why that came to me as that, but that's what I was thinking of. And I also thought about Samson when he was in the temple and he had the child there with him and he stood between the pillars and pushed. I don't know why that, you know, came into my mind, but that's what I was thinking of. So.
Amen. Yeah, we'll look at Elijah, and there's a lot about Elijah that we have to compare with the two witness company. Very much, Revelation 11. So let me just say what I said at the beginning, which wasn't recorded. Tomorrow is Christmas, okay, just for the record. And Jesus was not born anywhere near the 25th of December. Babylon has celebrated that day probably as the birthday of Nimrod for thousands of years. So it's their day. The early church did not celebrate that, and Jesus never told us to celebrate that. I guess that summarizes it. Well, let us say adieu for today then. It's good to see you all.
Thank you, Brahma. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Suna.
Howard Marsh. Howard, stay on a minute when you can. By the way, all of our former messages are on the website now, okay? Okay? They're all there. Howard had trouble, but he got them on.
I think it would be good to mention that fellowship will be going on. So those that are still around or willing should continue to join on Sundays. I just want to confirm if that is the mind of every one of us.
Okay. I think that's what we've been doing.
Okay.
Did you mean something more?
No. That's fine. I just wanted to know that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. We have been.
Okay.
Yeah, Howard, I wanted to mention that Marge Muller from Nebraska was trying to get on this morning. She usually listens to it afterward, but today she tried to get on. I don't know whether she'll be calling you or not. And Sister Morningstar said she was going to be on today too, but I don't see her. She might be having trouble. I don't know.
I think what I'm going to do is below the link on the welcome page, I'm going to put points of how to go to get on, because a lot of people are not getting there and I'm not sure why. And I think I'm going to do that.
Okay, because there's certain steps you have to do. First of all, you have to download a Zoom link or a Zoom app. Okay.
Right.
Now, some of you brethren got on and never had any trouble. Brother Emma, you got on. Brother Victor, you know, Brother Edie. Some of you guys, maybe you're more clever than others, but there are people that have a lot of trouble trying to get on.
Yeah, that's why I think I need to have steps to get on. And part of it may be because their Zoom account isn't updated at first too. And they don't know they have to enter a passcode. Well, they don't know what passcode to enter, and that's their passcode, usually. Not anything that you have. So, but I'll work with these people too. So no
problem. Thank you, Howard.
Rita, Did you get a hold of Christy?
Yes, I did.
Were they those were still updated?
Well, I used the email because I knew that one would work.
Okay.
And so yes, and she responded already.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Bless Thank the you, Lord.
Patty. Okay. It was good to see you too.
You too. Amen. And your hair is really pretty.
I want to chop it off. It's bugging me.
I want mine to grow, but I don't have any hair to grow.
Well, mine grows and it gets in my way. So I love you guys.
Love
bless
you too.
You.
Take care, everyone. Have a good week.
God bless.
For those people that want to know, I've had to change the videos are put on Roomba. Or Rumba, or whatever it is called. What is it, Mark?
Rumble, I think.
Rumble, yeah. And you can't go to Rumble and get the videos. I haven't put them on that way. You have to go to our website or Mark's website, and then it'll take you to the videos.
Yeah, you click on it, and you go there instantly. You never know that you're going. You just instantly come on to the video and you'll never know the difference.
I've had to do that because the other website was...
It got too full.
Didn't have the space to load the information. So I've changed a lot of them over already. So the audio is still on the library. The way it normally is. So.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Howard.
Yep. Have a good week, everybody.
Amen.
Bye-bye to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay.